Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Matt Lauer's apology.
To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry.
Scheduling snafu at American Airlines.
They don't want to strand people over the Christmas holidays.
Houston's hurricane recovery.
This was the storm of the century, man.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A day after telling viewers the high-powered host had been fired, the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie read an apology statement from Matt Lauer.
The last 2 days have forced me to take a very hard look at my own troubling flaws. It's been humbling. I am blessed to be surrounded by people I love. I thank them for their patience and grace.
The firing was based on a sexual misconduct complaint from a colleague who said it began at the 2014 Winter Olympics. But CBS's Bianca Goladriguez says the floodgates have opened on accusations from other women in an investigation by two Variety reporters.
Among the allegations they uncovered, he allegedly dropped his pants in front of an employee and reprimanded her for not engaging in a sexual act. In a separate investigation, a woman told the New York Times Lauer sexually assaulted her in his office until she passed out with her pants pulled halfway down.
And Variety's Raman Satuta says there's evidence plenty of people were aware of Lauer's behavior.
According to our sources, it wasn't just low-level employees that had knowledge of Matt Lauer's inappropriate conduct with women. There were also higher-level employees that were aware and openly speaking about Matt Lauer's conduct with other women at the Today Show.
In his statement, Lauer now says repairing the damage from this is a full-time job. A heckler disrupted Roy Moore's campaign appearance last night at a Baptist church in southern Alabama. A man shouted a question, "All the girls are lying," before he was hauled out. Moore used the occasion to again deny the sexual misconduct allegations from several women.
I do not know any of these women. Did not date any of these women, have not engaged in any sexual misconduct with anyone.
Now to Washington and the latest in the Russia investigation. CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us live.
Well, sources familiar say special counsel Robert Mueller's team has conducted an interview with presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner. They say it happened the first week of this month, about the time we were in Asia with the president. Kushner left that trip midstream to return to Washington. Sources say the 90-minute session with the special counsel's office focused on Kushner's connection to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The president's legal team believes Flynn is in talks with Mueller's office on a plea deal possibly related to work he did for Turkey and for Russia. Steve?
Well, the first votes on amendments are expected tonight as the full Senate begins considering the Republican tax plan. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill.
This bill is still being revised to appease some GOP deficit hawks. They're discussing a provision that would eliminate some of these tax cuts if the GOP proposal doesn't grow the economy as planned. Some Republicans say no, they'd rather see automatic spending cuts in that scenario rather than tax increases. And the bipartisan Joint Committee on Taxation does say that under this plan, more than 60% of Americans would get a tax cut of at least $100 in 2019.
Well, some 15,000 holiday flights on American Airlines are in jeopardy after a glitch allowed too many pilots to book vacation time. Dennis Tager is with the Allied Pilots Union.
Our crews are going to be out there and in an operation in disarray with cancellations as a possible option. It's not acceptable.
American is offering time and a half as an incentive to get pilots back on the holiday schedule. Travel writer Brian Sumer says for people who've booked flights, all you can do is worry.
If you were to call American and say there might be a problem, I want a refund, American wouldn't give it to you. The flights are running as scheduled right now, and so you have no recourse except to wait.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump, in a phone call to China's president, urged him to cut off oil deliveries to North Korea. She spoke to the UN Security Council in the wake of North Korea's latest missile test.
In addition to fully implementing all UN sanctions, all countries should sever diplomatic relations with North Korea and limit military, scientific, technical, or commercial cooperation.
Surveillance video in three states has picked up missing 17-year-old Floridian Caitlin Frisina and a 27-year-old school soccer coach. They vanished last weekend, and the teen's mother wants her home.
We miss you, and we need to know that you're safe. We need to know that you're okay. Please call us, call somebody, let somebody know.
The Atlantic hurricane season comes to a close today. CBS's Steve Futterman takes us back to one of the places hit hard, Houston.
This is a street, Holly Street. It was once a river.
How deep was the water?
Waist deep. I mean, enough for boats.
In late August, as Hurricane Harvey hovered overhead, boats were the primary way to get around. David Williams, a lender, lives on this street. He suffered major losses.
Furniture, the wood flooring, appliances.
No one died on Holly Street, but Kevin Richards, an attorney, says there were some close calls.
There was a 98-year-old woman in this house over here. I didn't even know she existed. I carried her from that side to that side.
Literally carried her.
Literally carried her across the street.
81-year-old Astrid Bray is still trying to rebuild. She says it hasn't been easy.
You survived.
Yes, I survived.
How is your home?
Miserable. Miserable.
Tell me.
I have been through three contractors.
Most of the people are back on Holly Street. Most say they plan to stay. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Houston.
A new study sizes up the brain power of cats and dogs. And the result, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez, is it's not even close.
Who's smarter? Cat? Or dog? Researchers at Vanderbilt University are ending the argument. They say a dog's cerebral cortex has twice as many neurons as a cat's brain. Neurons are the cells linked to thinking, planning, and complex behaviors, all things related to intelligence. The study's author says it proves dogs have the biological capability of doing much more complex and flexible things with their lives than cats. Think military and police canine units, service dogs, and... Are you listening, Lassie and Rin Tin Tin? Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A tiger is set to prowl a pro golf course again. Tiger Woods launches his latest comeback from back injuries today in the opening round of a tournament in the Bahamas. There's a reality check this morning on one of the staples of the holiday season, glitter.
Most glitter is microplastic, which environmental scientists say needs to be banned worldwide. Most glitter is made from aluminum and a plastic, the chemical combination linked with the onset of cancer and neurological disease. The microplastic is so small, it gets into waterways, eagerly ingested by fish. One study finds microplastic pollutants are in a third of all fish caught in Great Britain. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
In Glen Rock, Pennsylvania, neighbors of Joshua Corney complained and threatened to sue because at night, over the past 2 years, the ex-Navy man has blasted taps through loudspeakers to end the day. But now, Corney has seen the light, and tonight he'll invite people over for refreshments and one last rendition. They'll be played now at a town veterans memorial instead. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday, the 30th of November. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.